On Wednesday, February 27th, the House Committee on Oversight and Reform held a hearing on the grave risks facing LGBTQ plus persons as the political religious right relentlessly fights to redefine the cornerstone principle of religious liberty. I was honored to be asked to submit testimony to the committee, and at the urging of my producer, I'd like to share those thoughts with you. It is my distinct honor to submit the following testimony as part of today's hearing entitled "The Administration's Religious Liberty Assault on LGBT Rights." My name is Reverend Dr. C. Welton Gaddy, President Emeritus of Interfaith Alliance Foundation, a national nonpartisan organization that celebrates true religious freedom, promotes policies that protect the integrity of both religion and democracy, and ensures that all Americans are treated equally under the law. I've also served as a pastor in a Baptist church for over 50 years. As you would expect, over the course of my ministry, I have shared burdens of great sadness along with great joy. I have heard the admonishments of my brethren who condemn LGBTQ plus people and question their faith simply for who they are. And I have listened to a young man, trembling with fear, tell me with certainty that he would lose his job at a bank if his boss learned of his sexual orientation. But these moments of pain, of condemnation and fear, are paired with the abiding joy of supporting others along their path. Happily, I spent a great deal of time with a same-sex couple who, deeply in love, wanted to become members of our church. The day that I baptized the two, as they came out of the water, I saw in their faces looks that told me that for the first time in their lives, they felt like human beings. I share these experiences because in legislative chambers and courtrooms across the country, a great deal of our public discourse is taking place at the intersection of equality and religious liberty. Today's hearing is an important moment to step back and examine this topic as those who seek to drive a wedge between those two fundamental principles of our democracy only succeed in damaging both. I sincerely believe that religious freedom, as guaranteed to every American by the First Amendment, is in greater danger today than at any time since those protections became a part of our founding document. The reason for my alarm is a concerted effort by certain groups with strong allies in the current administration to redefine religious freedom away from the shared right to believe as we choose without fear of coercion or exclusion, toward a means to impose one's religious convictions on others. For instance, Interfaith Alliance, along with allies across the political and religious spectrum, championed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993. As a necessary means to protect members of minority faiths and other marginalized groups. But in the years since its passage, RFRA has become a touchstone in the campaign to distort religious freedom and harm the very people it was enacted to protect. The law has been cited by employers to deprive workers of much-needed health care under the Affordable Care Act, illustrated by Burkwell v. Hobby Lobby Stores, Inc., as well as in hiring and firing decisions unrelated to a candidate's job performance, as in R.G. G.R. Harris Funeral Homes, Inc., v. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission before reaching the Supreme Court. In various court cases and a multitude of regulations proposed by the current administration over the last 3 years, proponents weaponize a distorted notion of religious freedom that shifts the balance of power toward those with a particular set of religious beliefs and away from vulnerable individuals who live, love, and worship differently. Just last week, 8 federal agencies concluded public comment periods on proposed changes to the requirements for faith-based entities that receive government funds. If enacted, these rules would permit publicly funded entities to exclude the very same taxpayers who foot the bill for their services simply for failing to pass an agency's religious test. LGBTQ plus Americans have already seen their ability to work, participate in their communities, and care for their loved ones vastly curtailed under this dangerous redefinition of religious freedom. Faced with the formidable power of the judicial and executive branches of our government, I'm reminded of the fear in the voice of the young man who sought my counsel as he risked losing his livelihood simply because of his sexual orientation. Our conversation took place far from the machinations of the Supreme Court. Our conversation took place far from the machinations of the Supreme Court or the bureaucratic intricacies of federal administrative agencies. But the consequences of their decisions and yours will redound in the lives of millions of LGBTQ plus Americans for decades to come. Surely, the nation I have loved and served all of my life, with respect and patriotism, will affirm the truths embedded in our Constitution. No person in our nation should be deprived of freedom and justice simply because of who they are. As esteemed members of Congress and of this committee, I ask you now to remember your oath of office, to zealously guard our democracy, to advance the aims of our founding document, and to cherish the abundant diversity that enriches our national character. Above all, I ask you to recommit yourselves to protecting our first freedom as defined for centuries, the freedom to believe as we choose, with the secure knowledge that no other person nor the government would use faith as a weapon against us. This is the religious freedom that I and so many Americans cherish. Thank you for the opportunity to submit testimony on this important matter. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you've made a donation to State of Belief Radio this week, thank you so much for doing that. Your generous support of this program is vital to keeping us on the air. If you think there's value in what you've heard here, and you think it's important that others hear it as well, help us with that. Please make your contribution today. Find more information at stateofbelief.com. That's stateofbelief.com. You know what? Another way you can help us. You can help us by telling other people about this show. Please commit to sharing State of Belief with just one person this week. Do it on social media or in person. It is incredibly helpful to know that we are reaching more and more people, especially at this time. Stay up to date by subscribing to the free weekly State of Belief podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform, and take a moment to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Be a part of the conversation. Our producer is Ray Kirstein. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief.
I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.